Hi, friends. Guess what? This podcast is sponsored by Real Paper. Do you want an easy way to support sustainability? Try using Real Paper, a tree-free toilet paper made from 100% bamboo. It's plastic-free, eco-friendly, and gets delivered right to your door. You can set up how frequently you want it delivered, and every roll of toilet paper you buy helps fund clean access to toilets for those in need. Real Paper is shipped for free, and guess what? Best part is we have a coupon code for you. Use ESCAPE to receive 25% off your first order at realpaper.com. That's realpaper.com. Check it out. Report back.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Oh, no. We're on our way. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Her voice is breaking up because she's excited. We're here.
I'm like a little boy going through puberty.
We have a special guest for our Bravo episode joining us, Abby from Real Moms of Bravo. How are you?
I am great. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
We are excited to have you. Anytime we can chat with someone who loves Bravo like coming. we do, we're in.
I mean, it's Bravo. Like, I always say there's like a different level. It's like people who are fans and then there's people who are fans. Yeah. And like, I love talking with like the crazy fans because that's what I am.
Absolutely. Okay. So we always ask our guests before we get into like Bravo for the week, we have to like get where you stand on stuff. So we're going to just ask you random. These are out of Justine's head. So you're getting a peek into her brain.
Love it.
First question. Who's your all-time favorite housewife?
Kyle Richards, which can be polarizing, but she is my favorite. Yeah.
Wow. That's a fast answer.
I know. God, that's
pretty
great.
Strong on that. Yep. It's always been Kyle for like several seasons for me.
And why?
Oh.
Mauricio, number one. And then I don't know. She's actually the first Bravo Lab that like really interacted with us when we started our account. And I feel like she's an OG, like she's got a huge following. Yeah. And at the time we had like 5,000 followers. I'm like, all right, this person like, she just seems genuine in our interactions with her. And I don't know. I think sometimes she gets a bad rap on the show.
Okay.
She's grown on me lately in the past few years. I don't know.
I love seeing her carry Portia up those stairs
is what sold me.
Right. I think seeing her and Kathy together is going to be good too. I'm excited. Oh my God. For that.
The fact that Kathy, we have to talk about Kathy confusing Garcelle and Kyle. I can't. That is hilarious.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. I've been laughing in my head like about that. Oh my God. It's so great.
Okay. Carol or Bethany?
Who is team one?
Can I be team the urn that Carol was holding? God, I really.
In the time, though, not now, not today, but at that time.
At that time, Bethany. I was Bethany. Okay. Right now.
I was too. We were too,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Bethany, you know, she enchanted all of us. And then we saw the real Bethany. Mm-hmm.
Have you watched her HBO Max show at all?
No, I kind of refuse to give her like viewers. I purposely don't like any of her posts. Like I'm really over Bethany.
Oh, you're petty. I love it.
I am like, I could be a housewife. I'm messy and petty.
We were like that until we talked to some girl on the show and we watched it to talk to her. And Bethany won me back over. I'm ready to be her assistant. I don't know. She was a lot nicer than I thought.
Definitely do not want to work for her.
I'm the only person who thought that, but we can understand what you mean.
All right, next one. Heather DeBro or Shannon Bedore?
In that time, Heather DeBro. There was something about her. I always say I love people that are just like rich, rich, rich. Mm-hmm. And she is just like,
firm. I like
yes,
firm.
Yeah.
She's good. All right, next one. I don't know if you watch the show. Million Dollar Listing, New York or LA?
I'm going to go LA.
I think I'm LA too.
Same.
Yeah. The characters.
I dumped New York off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why.
Yeah. New York has had too many cast members.
I feel like LA has been that same core with like Madison has left. But other than that, you know, you have that core.
Yeah, Josh and I mean, Josh and Sonia could be the next like spinoff.
They're so good together. She left the house. How dare she?
She went to her next spa.
I know. It's crazy.
All she does is live at spas.
She's always at a retreat. I'm like, girl, I want that life.
Yeah, it's meditating about the Morgans.
Yeah.
It's not working. Okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah, seriously.
Favorite house husband?
Mauricio.
No. When did he become Mo?
That's in like the last two seasons. He was not always a Mo. No, I will say Evan,
a rapper.
Evan, Jackie's husband is a close second.
Yes.
Oh,
even if he cheated. I don't care.
Do you think he did?
I don't think in recently. I think there might have been something in the past.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I think maybe he didn't. And maybe I'm naive. I hope not.
I like to think he didn't. I don't think he did since they've had kids.
Who would you rather have sex with? If this is too raunchy, I'm sorry.
Oh, no such thing. Go.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Who would you rather get screwing?
Yeah. out of the two of them?
Yeah.
Oh, probably Evan. Cause you know, Mauricio is going to be high. And I just think like, it won't be.
We've all been there. It's not.
Yeah. It's just not going to be a good experience.
Might be too fast. He's too tantalized.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just, you know, get high with him after I bone Evan.
Oh, I like that's the plan right there. Yeah.
Oh, this is an interesting one, Justine. Okay. Eat with the Manzos or eat with Lisa Vanderpump. I love that.
Oh God. I think the Manzos, you know, even if it's Olive Garden Italian, I'll take it. I actually always have found their dynamics to be interesting. You know, the kids are really close. And then I don't know, the Vanderpumps. I don't know. I'd be worried I'm going to be judged and
hurt. I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
Who's my boyfriend? Chris. Chris Manzo is my dream man. I don't know why.
I really think there should be a date. I think they tried like a dating show with them or something like they need to bring. What's it with Manzo'd with Children? I would like to see that again. I liked it.
It was a sweet show. It was
I would push Elby really in close. Front of a bus, but I love Chris.
Chris, your boy.
Love the honesty.
Yeah.
Okay. Drew or Toya, where'd you fall on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
At first, I was kind of on Drew's side, but then I just felt like the way she kept going after the whole thing with the pastor and it was all Toya's fault. I kind of, by the end of the season, I was on Toya's side.
Yeah. Drew lost us at the end there. That wig situation and it was just in the boom box. What was that?
How pissed would you be if everyone else spent $1,000 and then you pull this gift?
My mind.
I'd be so mad. Yeah.
That's the end of that friendship.
I'd be meanie ripping somebody's shirt off. You know?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I would lose it.
This is another peek into Justine's head. Mary Jax or Jason Hoppy?
I was trying to find a Bravo equal to Jax. It's not easy.
God.
I think Jax.
I think Jax. I cannot believe it. Yeah, I think I'd go with Jax. Yeah.
Wow, we found the one time where someone's going to pick
Jax. Jason Hoppy seems just who do you it's crazy that Bethany and Jason Hoppy can't figure it out. Bethany's nuts there too, right?
I think she's a little nuts, but he seemed like he was like kind of diabolical and like just like really manipulative and like mentally abusive.
The more and more it went.
Jax is just an egomaniac. And I don't know. I feel like you could just stroke his ego and you could get by.
Yeah.
Feed him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. We've been asking a lot of our guests this lately, and you can have a few seconds to think. We'll give you time. We would love to know your Housewives Mount Rushmore, which are the four foundational housewives who you feel have made Housewives what it is, not necessarily your favorite housewives.
This is really tough because it's not going to be like, the people that I love, but I think about who,
when you're on your deathbed, who are you like, this is how it all started, kids.
So I feel like you have to put Bethany because she was the first one to really use this as a platform to promote a brand and a business.
Yeah.
And then after that, they put the Bethany clause in there where they get a cut of every business you own. So Bethany on
there.
I think you have to put Nene. I mean, God, she was so like integral to just Atlanta and just a whole new level of just petty. Oh, this kills me because I really don't like her. But Vicky, you got to put, Coda de Casa.
Here we go, baby.
You got to have
last one. I can't remember who I said.
Then I have, it's four, right? So my fourth, I think I'd put the Grand Dame on there from Potomac. I think she's kind of like a newer.
She would look nice on the wall too.
Fit. Yeah. And she has just like a very housewife sense to her. So
she's the best. Who's yours, Geneva? I can't remember who you picked.
God, I think mine was Teresa. It was Bethany. It was Nene.
Maybe Sonia?
Did I have two New York? I might have also had Sonia. Sonia to me is
maybe
a beloved housewife. Who's a little problematic at the time. Right. What's happening now is not great, but love her generally.
We love Sonia, but I feel
I think because we love her, like, it's hard to
better,
watch.
But
yes, yeah. That's what it is. We talked about this when we talked about New York, but the scene where they were FaceTiming and she kept FaceTiming her friend. That's when I was like, I was cringing. It's like watching your friend do something where you're like, don't do it, you know?
Ugh. It's hard. Like I always say, like, because we love Sonia, we also, I feel like I have this complex, like by me loving her, am I feeding this? Am I an enabler of Sonia's behavior? Like, this is how us Bravo fans are, right? We like internalize this as if we know these people and I may somehow make an impact on her life, which I don't, but I think I do.
Right. I know it is crazy. And all the other girls aren't getting as drunk. So it's really highlighting the issues this year, huh?
It's like real. I think we need a Dorinda. We need like yes. I feel that's weird. Like every time someone leaves, I'm like, oh good, it's gonna be better without them. And I'm like, oh, we kind of need a Tamara in OC. We kind of need Dorinda. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't. You kind
we
of
miss
need
Tammy some, Sue.
We really do. I say like bring her back for sure.
I do.
She'd come in hot as hell too. She's dying to come back. I think.
God, we rewatched the old OC and. Oh, it's so good.
Watched her first season. It was wild.
With Simon. Isn't it crazy how much she's changed?
She was a shark.
And she literally referred to herself as Tammy. Like, he was calling her Tammy. It was like, whoa. Yeah, it's wild.
I know. I hope. Do you think Dorinda will come back?
So
will ever be the same?
Well, you know, even when she was fired or she left on her own, they kind of, like, Andy has always said that he'd like to think the door's always open. Like, I do think their sense of, like, hey, Dorinda, you had a bad season. We want you to take some time. And then I think they're already like, if Bravo is smart, they're already strategizing her comeback. I wouldn't be surprised. I've heard that she's been talking with Bravo people already. So
good.
That must make her feel so good that everybody misses her.
I know.
It'd be terrible if they didn't. Right.
Right.
Like you think about people like Gretchen, who's missing Gretchen Christine. No one.
I hate her now, kind of. But at the time I was surprised. I guess when towards the end with her and Slade, if she wouldn't have been with Slade, I don't know. I didn't think she was the worst housewife to let go. But I can understand why she was let go. I don't know why Heather Dubrow was ever let go.
Terrible.
Or do you think she left on her own?
I think it was more like it might have been a mutual. I think it was kind of like she maybe thought she deserved more. They offered her a friend of and she's like, yeah, I'm not going to do this.
God, she was so good.
Yeah, she really was.
Okay, let's talk a little Beverly Hills since it started this week.
I need a life.
Look at you're reminiscing.
You're talking to the wrong people. We have podcasts about reality TV show. None of us have a life.
I just like, I want to talk about Heather Dubrow to everybody.
Yeah. My aunt was asking,
one of a kind.
Like she was asking about the podcast. She never asked about anything. I'm like telling her, you know, just like, and people are listening to this. Like she literally couldn't understand that people would want to listen to something about reality TV. I'm like, I know it's fucking wild.
Listen, Linda.
Okay. So Beverly Hills, I would love to know your initial thoughts, Abby, on our new additions. Kristen, Kathy, how are we feeling?
Crystal.
No. Crystal?
Kristen,
I think
Kathy is a nice name, though.
Yeah. Kristen, Kathy could be them together. That's their duo name.
It's like a doll you cut her hair off and it
is that is a doll you cut their hair off of. Kat, let's be honest. We've always wanted Kathy Hilton. From the beginning, this is like a Beverly Hills fan. Yeah. It's a dream come true. I think even Andy is in shock that she's agreeing to do this.
Yeah,
it's not like she needs the money. I mean, you know, so I'm thrilled that we're going to have Kathy. And I love that she's kind of coming on because of her friendship with Crystal and not necessarily being Kyle's sister. I think that's why I'm enjoying Crystal.
They were friends.
Crystal.
I guess I missed that. Okay.
Yeah.
They introduced them as like friends.
And
Kathy
and Kathy, like, I mean, God, I didn't think she was going to be so funny without trying to be funny. I mean, the fact, like, she was talking about doing kids' teeth, which is so weird.
So weird.
Like, could you imagine growing up and, like, talking to somebody one day? Like, you see that rich-ass woman? She forced me to, like, lay down and open my mouth, and she pretended like she was a dentist on me as a child. Like,
she did my first root canal.
Yeah. Just so bizarre. And then when she confused, Garcelle walks in, she goes, oh, I thought that was Kyle. Like,
she was so genuine about it.
Yeah, she really did. And I was talking with people about it. I'm like, I mean, let's just like say what we're all thinking. Garcelle is obviously a black woman.
Yes.
Like this isn't like, you know.
It was so funny.
Kyle is what, 5 feet?
I can see what she meant.
Yeah.
Though.
Maybe. And Garcelle is tall.
Dark hair.
Garcelle's a tall, like statuesque woman.
Yeah.
I feel like Kyle is a pipsqueak compared to her.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
I think Kathy's on some Kathy's on a low dose mushroom kick.
I think she's on, I think she's on weed for like her glaucoma, which explains, you know, yes, not being able to see and kind of out of it.
Yeah.
Crystal is going to be interesting because she throws daggers without like really making, like trying to make an impact. Like her interviews when she was saying, oh, if I don't know you, then like, there's a reason I don't know
and
you.
Do
like,
you know Dorit? Yeah.
That would be an interesting reunion. Yeah.
And then when she was making fun of how the women dress and she's like, maybe it's because when I see my older friends dress younger, I cringe. Like, I mean, there were just so many things. I'm like, wow, you are really going after these women. And then, her, oh God, her face. When Kyle said, everyone keeps asking me if we're going for a boy. And she was like, oh, really? She wasn't shocked that people were asking, are you going for a boy? She was shocked that people thought Kyle was going to actually like reproduce another child because she's like well into her late 40s.
I thought the same.
I couldn't tell what she was thinking, or I thought that she thought she would go because in their culture, they want a boy so bad that she wouldn't understand not stopping until you got a boy. I didn't know what that she meant by that.
I think it was the age.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the age. Yeah.
That was my, but because like she's
It'd
just
be funny
shady.
If Kyle popped out another baby. Yeah.
Right. No, oh, the shade God. She was throwing. Yeah, it was like very low key and like matter of fact and like monotone, which I almost found it like funny the way she was talking, you know?
She's like interesting.
That's not going to go over well.
I watched it twice. The first time I really didn't like her. Then I warmed up to her a little bit. It'll be interesting as we get to know her. I guess everyone doesn't have to be super nice. I'm obsessed with Kathy. I don't feel the same about Crystal, but
I would agree.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Kathy came on and I think like we all were like, wow, it's kind of one of like to say like, don't meet your heroes. I was like, oh, am I going to hate Kathy on the show? Like, is this going to ruin the dream I've had?
Yeah.
And she exceeded every expectation I could have had.
I think that what you see with Kathy is that if Beverly Hills could have elevated to the Kathy Hilton level across the board and gotten all people like that, we would
get a Kris Jenner. Oh
yeah.
Man.
Get a Kris Jenner. Can you imagine? Freaking, I would have been.
Do you think
great.
It would be good with Kris Jenner or would it overshadow? If she's with her equals, it could be good, right?
I think Kris Jenner would put some of these women in her place. Like Rena thinks she's legit, like an A-lister.
Ugh.
And she's a D-lister if I'm being generous. And I actually appreciate Rena for what she brings to the show, but she really does think she's like, she's always like, oh, honey, I'm going to own it. Like she uses her own catchphrases all the time. And I feel like Jenner would just be like, oh, no, I'm going to knock you down a few.
Yeah, I think it would
wonder what their interactions are like in real life, especially now with the kids dating each other. That's
so
really
weird.
Meant to be.
I just the meal with Garcelle and Lisa Rinna where she was like Garcelle was checking her and she came in like that scene. She was driving me nuts because she was so fake. And when she's saying, I've done all this work and I'm, but it's like, I don't buy it. No one buys it. Garcelle's not buying it. Like, just stop talking.
It was driving me nuts.
It was the same conversation she had with Denise as they sat down on the trip where she was crying with her. I was like, I've been a bad friend. Let's go to church together. I really needed that. My soul is clean. I'm like, it's kind of like Sonia with the drinking. Honestly, it's like every season we get like a really drunk Sonia. And then she comes to the reunion and it's like, I've gone to a retreat. I'm sober now. And then like, she'll be sober for half a season. And then we get another drunk Sonia moment. This is Rinna. It's like this cycle. And I think it bothers me more with her than with Sonia because Sonia's is more like, I think she can't help it. And in her core, she's a good person. Rinna's just a shit disturber.
Yeah. She is.
We love Sonia in a different way.
And totally in a different way. I thought her outfit that she showed up at to the freaking barbecue. It's like, who are you? Why are you wearing this? She tries way too hard and it drives me nuts.
And I think she thinks she looks good. Like she, I think she was like, oh,
it looks
like,
ridiculous.
Jen Shaw wore it. I mean, if you're going to do a who wore it better with you and Jen Shaw, you have failed. Like that is not where you want to be in life.
Put Lisa in jail in place of her.
Yeah.
I did think like your comment, like when you mentioned Kristen saying, Kristen, did I get it right?
Crystal.
Now we're all messed up.
Crystal making the comment about the fashion. That is my issue with Beverly Hills is like, the looks are obnoxious. Like Lisa Rinna looked ridiculous to me. I thought while Erica looked cute, it was like a very impractical, preposterous outfit. It's like no one looks, they're just never dressed appropriately.
Well, Jagger's telling her. I love Jagger is really adorable. He is cute.
Do you remember when he couldn't talk?
Yeah.
When she was worried because he didn't talk. And now I'm like, I bet she wishes he couldn't talk. I mean, he's giving her these honest feedback. It did look like a robe and her braid was ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Oh, I kind of
you liked it. You loved
the robe. I thought she should go change. after your kid tells you you look like garbage. I thought she was going to. She's like, oh, Jaggy. Can you imagine going down there and you have a teacher and a whole room like that just whole to drop classroom. Your kids off? See you later, Grant. You know, some
she's
old
like,
lady.
This quarantine's been so hard. I'm like, yeah, it was hard for all of us who were working and doing that teacher job. Like, you know,
no, when she said something, she was driving around. She's like, you know, actually the quarantine is quite beautiful for me and my family. It's like, fuck off, Dorit. You have your full-time help and like,
nothing's changed.
Dying.
I mean, they still have housekeepers, nannies. I'm like, you're not struggling like the rest of us. Right. We have like all of our kids home. Our house looks like shit. We've been like making all this banana bread. So we're fat, you know, it's like.
They were just in Mexico on a trip with their pod group. Shut the hell
on
up.
Their
you
private
know?
Jet. Yeah.
My pod, everybody's under six. Okay. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
But I could think Lisa Rinna's time to go, maybe.
If cool she, yeah, I think
what would
she
it be like without
redemption.
Her?
I worry about that. I think you'd have to have somebody else that comes in that's okay with not being loved by everyone. And I think Garcelle can be that person and deliver some of the punches in a softer
she's
way,
great.
But it's also genuine. Like when she's saying like, I don't trust somebody, she really means it. She's not saying that to Dorit knowing that Dorit's going to tell Rinna and start this big shitstorm. She truly does not think she can trust Rinna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
And she can't hide it.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't wait to see her and Kyle next week. Like the preview where she's asking Kyle, like, would you say that to a white person? I just can't wait to see that whole conversation. That's going to be wild. So
I think Grace was involved. I want to say no, but
I think
do you think deep down inside,
I think she's asking a question that I think is valid. Which
I wonder,
like, would you check somebody like that easily? And
I wonder.
I also feel like from the beginning, she said she felt like Kyle, she said in the reunion, she felt like Kyle was very cautious with her because she was the black girl, which like, I do get. Like, you don't want to be the person who like says the wrong thing and then somehow comes across as like racist. But I think Garcelle did a really good job of like trying to be open to the girls. So I think that's part of her problem too. It's like Kyle was weird. I loved Garcelle.
Garcelle was very honest.
Naming the fish.
Naming the fish, Kyle and Dorit. That was hilarious.
And I really hope when this goldfish dies, which it probably already has, and they flush it down the toilet, if she does not record it with the voice of Ken saying, goodbye, Kyle, then like, I'm going to be pissed. Like that is, to me, like the moment I'm waiting for.
That poor little fish swimming around in a tiny little bowl like this life.
I know.
Oh, God,
like
I felt
2 inches
for
wide.
It.
It's like, what the fuck? Oh, God.
But when Kyle's outfit though was cute, even though that is a youthful, but she did look great. But
yeah, she looks
Garcelle
good.
Garcelle looked at her and said, you look cute. And you know that she did because Garcelle's not fake, which I really love in a housewife.
I do too.
I appreciate Garcelle. I think, you know, I think someone should send all the Beverly Hills women the definition of a barbecue. It's not just eating outside, but you know, I think they all knew like, we're going to do a glammed up barbecue. And in my mind, I thought Kyle looked a little bit more appropriate for the event than Erica or Rinna.
Yes. But I loved Kathy. Like, what the hell? I thought this was a barbecue. What is this food? This is not food. See, this is why I loved her in those moments. It's like, yeah, you're right. We don't want hand passed mini. Like, that's not a barbecue.
And Lisa Rinna acting so crazy about the food. It's just sick. Yeah.
I think he was like one of those, like, I'm not anorexic. Look how excited I am to eat too many pigs in a blanket. Like, I'm like, girl, that's all you ate all day. And we know it.
Yeah.
Kathy asking for ribs too. She's like, there's no ribs. I'm like, the fact that Kathy Hilton likes ribs, like, who would have thought a billionaire wants ribs? I love that.
Oh, I think she's going to be great because she's so above in terms of like her stature. She's not going to fall into the bullshit, but she's going to make comments the whole season. That's going to keep her like very relevant. I think it'll be fun.
I want to see her interact with, I could watch her and Paris Hilton and the other Kyle or whatever her name is interact.
Nikki. Yeah. Did you watch that Paris Hilton documentary, Abby, that was on YouTube?
I did. It did change a little, like seeing Kathy. I was kind of like, ooh, like
Kathy sent her away to be locked away.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I'm just hearing from Geneva.
I will say, like, I doubt Paris Hilton was the easiest child to have. I mean, she did have like a wild streak to her, but knowing what happened and I don't know, I just,
it seems like you've really got to be in a weird place as a parent to just have somebody sweep
just
in
ship
and take
them
your
away
kid in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah,
I understand there's interventions, but like, is that, that's trauma, you know?
Can't you do like a fancy boarding school?
Right.
Like, get your
you have
shit
all
together
the money in the world. She can't fly private to a nice little resort, like a rehab. Yeah. Their act together?
I feel bad. I know yeah. for Paris. Yeah. Sad. It'll be interesting. You're right though, guys. Maybe Kyle doesn't realize that maybe Race did have, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, Erica. Okay. I've been meaning to bring this up ever since the preview. Did you notice this, either of you, when they ask, did you know in the preview, like, did you know about, and she nods her head yes, but says no. Like, she's like, no. About like,
I had no clue.
Yes. But
yeah. Like she that knew. To me was really, she That's knew. A, I think that was like her body responding, yes, but then she was saying that. What she was coached to say.
Mm-hmm.
The production, the shade. So I think she didn't do the Watch What Happens Live because of the way production did her dirty, like showing all the stuff with the house, but the house was empty. Like we all knew what they were doing. They're foreshadowing that all of this is going to go away. Mm-hmm. You know, the pulling old scenes of Tom, of them being like nice to one another, knowing yeah. they're going to get a divorce. I just can't wait for like the moments when it, like the news breaks.
Yes.
And the women respond. Cause it's, yeah. I mean, it happens right when they get back from Tahoe.
Can't wait. That's what I like, because you can tell, like to your point, they're showing her in her big ass closet. Again, all of this stuff is footage that could be admissible in court, her with all of her jewels and her, that's what you have to think about. Like Jen Shah too, is like all of this stuff they're going to use against her, I think. In court.
I was one of the victim's family. I'm like, I'll just take your necklace that you were wearing yep. that could be valued at $500,000. Yep. Don't tell me you're broke.
Exactly.
That's- yeah.
They have her signature on documents too that shows she was involved.
Her signature is on documents that she is like a part owner in his law firm. So I think because of that, she is open to some liability. Mm.
I don't think she's just so like, oh, I don't know what's going on too. Or maybe people try to
I mean, from what I've read, like, you know, I think I told you this, LA Times has just been like murdering Girardi in the press. Like they're doing expose over expose. And it's like what he pulled off is like one of the shadiest things in California, like court history. It sounds like it's going to be a huge, I don't know what's going to happen. Cause he has dementia, right?
That's what they're claiming.
Yeah.
I mean, you also have to wonder the timing of the divorce and then all this hitting. Oh, like,
of course.
This was totally to protect assets. And how yes. would she mm-hmm. not know? Like, I mean, she said, I thought I was going to hold that man's hand until the day he died. You know, he wasn't going to leave her, you know, like, I just Justine, think
so Justine funny.
Had a tweet that cracked me up. She put up that quote and she said, yeah, what did you say?
He didn't last. She didn't expect him to last that long.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, I don't. I don't know. It's interesting. Another crime case.
This was like a lawsuit of just like a bunch of rich people like screwing each other over but it's
right.
He preyed on victims.
Yes.
And that were poor families. Already. Yeah. You know, like these aren't like wealthy people and their family members died in this horrible yeah. plane crash. And then he keeps all their money. Like,
sick.
What it's did he so actually sick. Do? I so should they, know.
There was a crash in the Philippines, like a big plane crash, and he represented a class action suit where they got a huge settlement and no one uh-huh. ever got the money. None of the families. Wow.
Millions. Airline gave them millions and it was supposed to like equal out to it ranged, but like, I don't know, 500.
How could he
to, like,
think he's going to get away with that?
It's insane.
And the family, like the people kept asking for it. Like there was yeah. like record of people asking for their money and he never gave it to them. It's terrible. I have like zero sympathy for
her going on a yeah. show.
Right.
You and think he would have thought, don't and put flaunt, it, go yeah, on a freaking reality TV part. Show.
God.
What do you think about Jen Shah real fast? Sorry.
So this is like the one thing I pride myself on. The second I saw her, I'm like, something's off. And in the second episode, she was talking about how the birthday party cost her $80,000. And you've never heard a housewife really say what an event costs them. You'll see price tags That's as so they're doing true. Florals and stuff. But like Kyle Richards is never like, oh, the event I put on for Children's Hospital cost me whatever right. money. And when she was talking about it being $80,000, I'm like, okay, but if that's a lot of money to you, you're not as rich as you say. And then I dove a little bit deeper and I saw that her husband makes $400,000 a year, which is not chump See, change at all. I'd be thrilled.
Right. But not 80, dropping yeah. 80 on a party. Right.
Yeah. That's like, you know, almost 25% of your annual earnings. Yeah. And she could never explain her businesses. I kept saying like, she's a fraud. She's the next Teresa. So like, I think she's going to be in jail for a while. I don't think she's getting out of this one with just like a couple months.
She's the leader. They say, right?
Yeah. How do you feel about Bravo still allowing her to film and be a part
I'm
of
really
show?
Surprised, actually.
Yeah, me too.
just given like the fact that it was like scheming on the elderly, like this is another thing where it's like you preyed on really vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really shocked that they're doing it. I'm also curious though, if it was maybe something like, we'll let her film, but let's just see how much we actually air. Like, are we going to see her much? Kind of like Mary, you know, never left her closet
right.
the first
True.
Season.
I think they're going to, yeah, she's filming with those, with Heather and Whitney. And I feel like she's going to be the it's lead story.
Who wants to film with her though? Like if right. I was a business,
and they're taking pictures and stuff
yeah.
with her.
Everybody is acting. Yeah, she's in group pictures.
Bizarre.
I wouldn't want to be around her.
If I was Lisa Barlow,
criminal energy away from me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can't be associated with me. I have a business I'm running. Like Absolutely. I can't be known to be out with a fraud. Yeah.
Right. I mean, even what's her face?
It's nuts.
The one who has all the beauty spas. I can't remember anyone's name today. Heather.
Heather. Yeah. Heather Gay.
Same
yeah.
thing. She has businesses, you know, I don't know.
And ridiculous. She has up on her Instagram story, book a cameo with me. Let's not use the word book. Okay. Yeah. Honey? How about schedule?
I didn't think about that. I didn't schedule. Think about it. Did you see the price dropped? It was like $199. Now it's
the
like
next day.
Yeah.
$150.
She's bargain
off.
Basement.
I know.
Would do yeah. that. Okay.
All right. Real quick. Back to Beverly Hills. I hate how Lisa's like, I want to take a trip to Tahoe. I'm planning. I'm so sick of that housewife shtick too.
I am. As
you
well.
Obviously don't want to go to Tahoe, Lisa. You didn't rent a house in Tahoe. That's not your first pick. I mean, it would be mine. I would love
but
to
Tahoe's
go.
Tahoe's beautiful. I would love to go, but yeah, I'm not a housewife who has
not
a private
Lisa
jet
Rena.
That just got yeah. back from Mexico. Yeah.
I would just prefer if they didn't act like they're planning these trips. Like, let's just say like,
right.
Hey guys, did you hear? We're going to Tahoe next week. We're going like, that's
yeah.
fine. I don't, it's not a, no one's hosting. Bravo's hosting. You're not, you know, I don't
or
know.
Even make it like they're Unshaw's making us go to Bravo or making us go to yeah. Tahoe, you know,
yeah.
Better, I don't know.
On Shaw's of Sunset, it was like the most produced thing I've ever seen. So MJ and Reza meet for coffee. They go from not talking for months to getting
yes.
like iced coffee and like,
yes.
hey, should we all go to Palm Springs? I'm yeah. like, are you kidding me? No one does that. Like you have a restraining order against my husband, but let's go on a trip together and invite the whole crew. Like so produced.
So I
can't believe
I don't know what to
show.
Think about Shaw's because I have always loved Shaw's until probably last season, I think is where it started to like, or the last couple have been okay, but I've always like, they're real friends, but to see that, like to your point, it was so fake and it was obviously just so they could film.
I feel like the Reza MJ thing ruined the show. If it they did. Would have been able to find a way to be friends. And I honestly think it started based off produced fake drama and then it just got ugly.
Yeah.
So I really doubt like that text message thing to me felt so forced and fake and like, you know, oh, sit down for a lunch and we're going to tell you all about it. It just, I don't know. And I think it for me, it ruined the show. Last season was not enjoyable to watch.
No.
And now this season they're going to be like, okay, well, we'll pretend like we're all good and we're back together, but they're doing it episode one. Like I need some progression. It just feels very fake.
Especially after he extended the
yeah.
restraining order.
3 more years. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that was bizarre. I find, her husband hilarious, like the
oh,
way he's
fascinating.
Tommy getting all worked up walking around like, god damn it, you're gonna fuck, it's like, oh, it doesn't look like anger management's working. Like, see, that is real to me, I think, right?
Oh,
Tommy,
yeah, he's authentic.
Yeah,
I like joke, but I'm like, you know, I'm like, MJ needed a Tommy. Some people like, you know, he's like a diamond in the rough is what we've been saying. Like he's very that. Much what you see is what you get. He is not a person who changed for reality TV. He is who he is.
Absolutely.
And I think that's, I like this, it's refreshing.
Oh, I think Tommy is great because you don't see people who really don't give a shit on TV much, like on Bravo, especially like mm-hmm. he looks the same. He wears the same shit. He's wearing his Nick stuff. Leave him the fuck alone. Like he's
saying
just,
whatever he comes
yeah.
to the count.
Absolutely.
Destiny or whichever one he was making fun of saying count how many times I'm lying. I mean, it was very
yeah.
on point.
No, when he said to her, she was like telling him the two groups of people, like the friends. And he said something like, he was like, it's not a divide. It's a fucking compass, like a moral compass. You know which way it's supposed to be, like stuff like that. I think he's great.
He is,
but he definitely has anger.
Their wedding was yeah. all time just a crack up too. That's how shit faced they were.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just her what she was.
Okay, Mike, the Mike and
oh.
okay. I couldn't follow this. His phone. He's claiming like old pictures got released and old text messages.
From his iCloud. Yeah. The story doesn't follow. And then he can't change his number because he has business contacts from Vegas, which if your iCloud had been compromised and these are business contacts, wouldn't they appreciate you changing like your number and like just giving them an update? Like nothing was tracking. I think he just got caught being Mike. I mean, yes. He's done this before.
He's a liar.
He's a liar 100%. And they all know it too. You can tell like MJ knows it. Reza knows it. They all just know he's full of shit and he keeps fucking it up with like
Tommy knows it.
Tommy called her Jessica though and I about died.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
He doesn't even have a Paulina seemed to she just lets it all go, doesn't have anything to say. It's crazy.
I don't know.
She would marry
still
him
together, right?
They are right now. They're posting pictures. It's just like I want to know more of her story. Yeah, it wasn't the first time. Is she doing this because she needs like somebody with a lot of money and she needs the show and she's hoping she can just, you know, be on the show and make money there?
I think a lot of girls get involved with these skeezers and they just sweet talk them.
Yeah.
You might be paying for her apartment.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, with all that. Mike is Mike, they never sold. You know, it's like how many years has Shaw's been going on and he still has not activated to like be an adult?
Where's the apartment? How's that going? The whole investment property.
With his brother. Yeah, I'm sure it's
great
nothing.
Parents, though. I mean, they just baby him too much to the point where he just doesn't have to grow up. I don't know.
Because the other two brothers are like doctors.
Yeah, so. They're like, maybe he's just Dennis, kind of like the black sheep of the family. I guess. He just is living up to it. I don't know.
He's changed so much. He doesn't even look the same. It's like seeing in the older flashbacks, he looks so young.
When he took his shirt off and someone's like, oh, look at your peck, or Nima's like, look at your pecs. Yes, and then he's like, Nima. Look at your nipples, which was weird. But I'm like, Mike is not like, he's got a dad bod. He's not like prime physique. Yeah, I'm like, that's not pecs. Those are man boobs.
I can't with Nima. Like Nima with the freaking, at the pool, he was like sexually harassing Mike. Like, what do you got going on there, bud? Like, oh, don't calm down. It was like, what?
Your nipples are so big.
That was so weird. The fact that Nima is like a full-time cast member has never made sense to me. I don't know. Like, how did he come into this? Like, I thought he was kind of like a little friend of, and then all of a sudden it's like, here's Nima and he's friends with everyone.
Yeah, I don't think he brings.
We were happy for him that he made friends, but I don't care about watching him. He bugs me for some reason.
I kind of feel the same way with Destiny. I don't love Destiny.
Oh, same.
No, I don't either. She looks like she lost a lot of weight, right? She looks
really good. I'll give her that.
Oh, she does look prettier. It is. Okay. It must be weight loss. Yeah. She does look smoking, but I liked her hair with it pulled
down. She's way too much of a character which feels forced to me. I don't know.
It's too calculated. She came on the show with a mission and then she was like in their cast photo. She was in the center. I'm like, oh girl, you are not center quality.
Who
I was
blowing.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe she is.
And she moves in next door to Reza.
Yeah, it was weird.
Well, thank you.
In a house that's right off the street. I don't blame her.
Welcome to LA living.
How can these rich people live right off the street?
You know, we talked about this on Dallas. Cam's house, that house she bought that she was so excited about is like on the street.
Bucket I noticed Friday. That. Yeah, I expected like a long, like elegant driveway
and a gate.
Yeah,
$8 million doesn't buy you a gate.
I feel like a doorman.
Yeah,
doorman, right. Someone bring me my stuff.
My last, I guess, the only other thing on Shaw's that tripped me out was seeing Gigi be a mom. That was wild to me.
And like kind of soft, like it softened her.
Yes,
and she got rid of her knives.
Yeah, that was thank you. Oh, thank God.
Her and her mom both can't put the baby to sleep, though. I'm sorry. I don't have a nanny. I mean, it just bothers me. That's like, put your own baby to sleep.
Oh, is
the poor little baby has to be handed off.
Yeah,
people might do that, but
I don't think he finished his bottle. And you see that there was like formula or something still in the bottle. I'm like, well, yeah, he clearly didn't finish his bottle.
Yeah.
I also like him weird. I always love putting my kids to sleep.
Me too.
Because they're like, they fall asleep on you and then
so
like
tender.
I don't know, any new moms out there, that like age is so fleeting. Let them sleep on you if you want them to. Don't let somebody make you feel bad.
Those are the moments that you have a baby for, not to be like see you later, put them to sleep.
He's screaming in your face, that's
I don't
want to
judge people.
Exactly.
At
2 a.m I'll hand him to a night nurse.
She does seem like she takes good care of him, but I just found that funny.
Yeah,
they're like, really made her seem like she was mom of the year. And then they're like, see you later. Put him to sleep.
My husband like never gets up early, like literally like never in his life. So he's never wakes up with our son. And this week I've had to go into work early. So he's been getting up. And so I can see on the ring in his room. It's hilarious. Cause you know, baby, he's like, when I come home, he's like, God, I mean, he just fucking wakes up with energy. It's like, yeah. Like they don't ease their way into the day. Like they're awake. He's like,
two speeds. Those kids 100 miles an hour are sleeping.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Eyes are just like, I'm up. It's like, Jesus, I'm not ready for this.
This is a real, like, it really blew his mind. It's like, yeah, thank you. That's literally every morning. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, good. All right. Anything else on Shaw's?
I love Gigi for telling Paulina, all right, I don't care. I'm eating my pie. I thought that was just so funny.
Let me get back to my pie. You also know that she was probably under the influence of some plants.
She said she was
plants. Yeah.
I love it.
You know,
I loved
it's great. Who doesn't love pie?
Oh,
yeah. Pie or not?
Better than a warm piece of pie.
And it looked, I mean, when she Adam can make some pies. Oh, it looks good.
South Ohio, in the south. I'm surprised they're married still. I'm happy for them. Reza and what's his face?
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. And we were at this, like on this Zoom that was like a Bravo happy hour, like, it was a couples thing and they were on it and Reza was hammered, like super drunk. He made it sound like that they were pregnant with twins. And then like he backpedaled because everyone's like, whoa, you're pregnant. Is that an announcement? He's like, no, we hope to be. And we just hope it's twins. I'm like, you don't say, two are on the way. And so I'm like, are we going to get an announcement? I keep waiting for an announcement on the show.
How long was this?
This was in October, November. So actually they'd be close to having the baby by now. So maybe that's not true. Maybe they were just so drunk.
We're in.
Yeah, he's like,
I have my computer right here. I'm like, May. All right. Okay.
Or so maybe they're working with a lady and they're like, you're probably going to get twins because we're going to put a bunch of,
Two eggs. I don't know. But they like made it seem like they're working towards that. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe
that shocked me.
This might be shocking, but I don't think they need a kid.
I think they need to have like a solid year, full year of like not hating each other, not having a rumor about cheating, not fighting. And they haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Just
such a nice life to be two gay men and double incomes and you can see Gigi's kid. And
I also think too, like people will always be like, oh, we can't wait to have a baby. Like a baby's going to fix our marriage. I'm like,
Fuck no.
It'll tear you apart.
Never thought I was going to divorce my husband except for two times in my life. And it was shortly after both my kids were born.
Oh my God.
The hormones.
Hate you. Look at you sleeping. Yeah. You piece of shit.
I've been on a roller coaster today.
Yeah.
Right.
Every day. What hour is it? I like him. I don't know.
All right. Let's talk Jersey reunion a little bit, which it really went down on social media,
After I feel like social media, the Instagram war was almost more exciting than the actual reunion.
I couldn't agree more. I don't know even actually what they were fighting about.
Made the season seem dead.
Still don't understand. Yeah. I don't think it was the best Jersey season. And I think Melissa's kind of forced storylines are just getting old. This is my thing with Jennifer. I don't love her delivery and I sometimes don't even like her.
Would agree.
But sometimes she delivers the truth. Like some of the things she was saying, I was like, I agree with you. I think
it's believable.
Melissa, I did love her clapback on Instagram because Melissa posted a picture and didn't put her Jennifer in there and said like, I'm leaving out the people that are fake or like, these are the authentic real people and the ones that I love. And you know, Jennifer's like, oh, you think I'm fake? Let me pull up this article of you selling fake Chanel bags and getting caught.
So
like,
great.
I know. She's ruthless. I loved it.
She's
got to
be
like
smarter
that.
Than she seems if she can come together with all that. Yeah.
She does such quick comebacks. I think she actually is smarter than people give her credit for. Melissa was like, I have my notes. I'm ready to go. I was like, Jennifer Aiden didn't need any notes. And she was just firing it off. She remembered everything.
They take issue with her being materialistic, but they are all materialistic. First of all, like, let's keep it real. Everybody loves their brands. And if she can, she has a happy marriage from what we can see. Her husband loves her. She has great kids. Like, I don't understand why they're hating on her. Like she's some self-absorbed person. She seems like a really good mom to me.
I think she's a really good the part, like the anniversary dinner that her kids threw and they were excited. That's so sweet. Her kids always say like really like insightful, smart things. Like Gabby
probably spoiled. Yes. But that's a symptom of their life. Yeah.
Well, and
all
I,
kids
I
mean, are spoiled.
Look at Teresa's kids. Do you think? Yeah. I mean, the right. birthday parties that they had, yes. and I
seem okay, right?
Yeah. yeah, I think it's a little unfair. I think she just gets judged for. Yeah. I get it. She like she talked about her there, yeah. her house, like you know, with all the like I have 16 bathrooms and all this stuff, but I do think at the end of the day, everyone's very, very quick to jump on her. And I also like really, I love Marge, but I really hate when it gets into this, like your husband's your meal ticket. She's taking care of 5 kids in a yeah. massive house. I don't care if she has a cleaning lady. She still has a lot of shit she's
you
doing.
Have to. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I really hate the whole like stay at home working mom battle. Like, that's I don't bullshit. Think it's not a fight. I have stay at home mom friends and I work and like, I never feel like, oh, I have it so much harder than you. I think sometimes stay-at-home moms have it way harder.
Oh, to be honest, I think stay-at-home moms have yeah. it way harder. Staying I enjoy at home my during break. The pandemic and oh. working was any no. indication. Like, yeah. it's no joke. You know, you have
and
no
she's
escape.
A housewife. This is a freaking job. She's out there right. on a,
yeah.
you know,
oh,
that
yeah.
too. Yeah. I did not enjoy this season. I thought she looked really good at the reunion.
Had her real hair or a wig?
I think it's a wig, but it looks good on her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wonder. It looks great.
Yeah. I don't know. She was a little rough for me this season. And I don't like how she is with Jennifer because I think it comes across to me a little jealous.
It does.
A little jealous and a little, it's just so judgmental too. Yes. Like, and like, she was like, you know, I get it. Like my husband's an accountant. I wouldn't put like, you know, wife to an accountant and I get, she put wife to a doctor, but she's also trying to, she promotes his company, like yes. his business all the time. So she was trying to promote it. She has a large following. Mm-hmm. They've all promoted their husbandship before. Like, I just feel like they're so quick to jump on her and it's always yeah. so judgmental. And I think sometimes it's warranted, but sometimes I'm like, we can't just hate Jennifer for the sake of hating Jennifer. Like I need a reason for it.
Agreed. I love Teresa. You wouldn't say you're married to a plumber on your yeah. Instagram.
Now, you know, all the plumbers of New Jersey, though, are like, fuck you, Teresa. I did your house. And you didn't pay me.
I love Teresa. Like, the shit like that is where I'm like.
He's no plastic surgeon. It's just yeah. the honest truth.
Right. And he doesn't have a business you're promoting. I don't know. I just think Melissa and Joe, even though I think their storyline is fake, I am almost believing that they may have a little risk.
They had bad energy there. At the reunion, didn't they? Seemed tension. Yeah.
And she didn't want to say that we're good. He yeah. was like, are you good? And her face was like, are we? And Joe's like, yeah. It's like
something's also changed there.
I love that Melissa that Teresa never misses a moment to bring Melissa down. She like, she has changed because of the fame and they always did everything together. He was never allowed to go anywhere. I'm like, look at you. Like when Andy said to her, I feel like you've been waiting for this moment to do that prank call. We all know she has. Yeah, like, yeah. She got everything out that she's ever wanted to say about Melissa.
Or like when Andy was reading the like long list of shit Joe Giudice said, and he's like, all right, Teresa, is that true? She's like, some of it, maybe. It's like, Jesus, you can't just say like, no. She's terrible,
but you know, but the family has to defend her. That's, but this is the thing I yeah. love about her. Like she is a walking hypocrite.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden she's like, you know what? You guys are right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'd be like, Teresa's gone soft. Get her off the show. Like, I mean, she really does have to keep this. Oh, this
she stays consistent.
Going.
That's for yeah, sure. She's
I've always said, consistent. I think her stupidity is her veil of like safety. Like she just doesn't get some of the stuff she says is offensive or like doesn't get what people are saying. Yeah. And so that's why she can just, she's just riding it out.
Yeah.
You know? Although she believes it.
I do worry with her that she doesn't make like the best decisions, clearly, you know, with her husband and all the
Louis.
You know,
yeah.
And Louis doesn't seem like he's much different and she's falling so fast. I'm like, oh, Teresa.
Dolores' son is working for
Frank
him.
Frank Jr. Yeah, he's working.
We
for
did
him.
Like a expose on our Patreon and like we dove in deep and like his company has been sued a lot. For
fuck.
Like the auto warranty thing, like he did was in on that.
Oh God. You mean the thing where they're fucking calling me telling me to renew yeah. my auto warranty? Oh
yeah,
God.
But they did it in emails and it was like a fake URL, so that's how they're like protected themselves. So yeah, I just am like, he's done dirty shit. I just
and
like,
the
shoot.
Runner, the bride running across yeah. country.
I'm like, oh, Teresa, you're gonna end up back in jail.
God damn it. I hope
and she bought an investment property with yeah, the guy.
Oh my God. Did you they okay, so because I have no life.
Yes.
We looked up. I'm like, okay, what did like they, oh they my bought God, it as yes. an investment property? They started an LLC and they bought it under the LLC. And the LLC is named It Happened on Bay Boulevard.
Shut
and that's the
up.
Street they met at the
No, store. I know. No.
What are they, 15?
Like what? Like it happened.
What
in
property
high school.
Is it? Did you find it? Is it a house? Or,
it
or...
is a house. They bought it for like $3.3 million. Yeah. I mean, it looks, but I don't know. But also, why do you start? I'm not in like the whole like flipping houses, but it was kind of weird. If this is your first property, why are you doing it as an LLC? Wouldn't
right?
Unless
right.
you're expecting someone to sue you and you don't want them to come after your personal stuff. I don't know. I don't like him.
No, I don't either.
No.
And if Frankie Jr. goes to jail because of this man, Dolores is my
sweet
girl.
Frankie. Oh, yeah. Dolores will.
Louis will not live.
No, I mean, I will come there and cause harm to him. Like, really? I will not let that go.
Can we just find a stand up person from New Jersey, please? Like, why are all everything's like
I'm starting to think Bill Aden is like the gem right. of Jersey? Like,
seriously, everybody else
be the
is.
Only one.
Shit.
Yeah.
Gosh. He seems like a real nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I did find the reunion a little bit boring. It was okay.
It was okay. I think Jennifer came out hot. If it wasn't for Jennifer, I don't know if I would have even. Yeah, yeah. It'd been terrible. I'm sorry. At first, I'm like, why are we only getting two parts? This is ridiculous. This is Jersey.
They called it.
And
what
I kind of
talk about.
Yeah. I kind of like it because I think we need to get away from this whole like everything always has three parts. Like,
absolutely.
Oh,
it
God,
doesn't.
Yes.
Not everything warrants a 3-part reunion. So
nope,
if you're going to give Jersey a 2-part,
really does.
Yeah,
wrap it up in one.
Right.
Honestly,
I would take an hour and a half, bang it out.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Give us an episode of uncut footage and a reunion. Reunions are kind of dated.
Yeah. I also want their phone footage. I want to see them when they're out on their trips. I think they should have to turn in their phones.
Yes.
Great.
And text messages.
Yeah, I know. We're so evil. Look at us.
And like, they don't need to dress up like it's the Oscars. I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
See,
theme too.
You like that, Geneva?
I know. I feel like they all need to wear long dresses. I don't want to see knees. Like Jennifer looked great from the waist up.
She cut that dress
but
up
the dress
too,
was
she put.
Short. It was like,
how about Teresa's legs being 20 shades darker than the rest of her body?
That's what I'm saying. It's distracting. Knees, yeah. Knees, feet. I don't
head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly. Oh God.
It's interesting. I don't know.
Anything else?
I think even Andy was like disappointed though. I think like if you look at his face during the Summer House reunion, that might have needed 3 parts.
Actually agree.
He was alive.
He's in there. He loved it. He's smiling. He's laughing. He's like, his head's like this.
Yes.
Same with Southern Charm.
Yeah.
But here he was so checked out. I think he was just like, oh guys, come on. Like they're just yelling for no reason other than to yell.
Yeah. The young kids shows really do give it to us.
The young kids, they're like 35. What are you, 50?
Okay. I was thinking Summer House. I would like a whole new cast real quick. What do you think, Geneva and Abby?
I think we're getting close.
I'm done with Kyle and Amanda.
Ooh.
We're going to need it soon because, I mean, once they're married and have a kid, they're not going to go.
Right.
Imagine if we got a whole new fresh batch of kids under 25 years old. No,
friends. All Paige's friends.
She's too old, too.
Here's what I think we do.
Okay.
I think we do Gia's friends and we start a new, like,
yes,
it's a new group. It's a little bit more Jersey.
Yeah. Like,
and it doesn't
have to
be Jersey Shore, but it could be at the
Summers,
Hamptons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, okay.
I'd also like some young professionals though, but I do like where you're going with that. I really do.
What if Gia and Ramona's daughter,
Avery Singer?
Avery?
Yes. No, that's it.
There we
that
go.
Is money.
Avery's
that's it.
Daughter. She would be good to watch.
Honestly, Avery's daughter could just start it on her own.
Or Ramona's
Avery's
daughter.
Avery's daughter. Okay. She's not pregnant.
Avery would be good. Yes.
Yeah. Could you imagine if Avery got pregnant? Like at,
oh my
like,
God.
Not in a relationship, Ramona would die.
Oh God. It wouldn't happen.
Last thing, because we didn't talk about Ebony on New York. What are your thoughts on New York Ebony?
I love Ebony. One, anybody who has like a calming voice, I'm very jealous of, because I'm like Midwest nasally and I get really excited. My voice is all over. And the fact that she could explain to Ramona why using the phrase the help was problematic and Ramona listened, didn't get defensive, and it didn't ruin the day. I was like, you need to run a clinic on how to talk to a housewife.
Good point. Yeah.
And then
she's
Leah
Ramona,
came in.
I think.
Yeah. Right.
She's like a Ramona whisperer. Like, even when they were fighting about the blood plasma, she was like, she already said it. You're not going to get anything else out of Ramona. Yeah.
But she's
right.
That's
not how you talk to her. Yeah.
If your goal is to bring her down and make her look bad, she's going to walk away. And she did, you know, I love Ebony.
Love her. Yeah.
And how unexpected that she and Ramona are going to be friends. I think we all thought like, cause Ramona's always posted her like all lives matter.
Yeah.
So like, oh, this is not going to go down well. and like,
oh, I forget about that. Right.
Shocked.
Oh,
like they're like kind of buds.
I saw they were out together the other night. Like
were they?
Leah and Ebony. Yeah. Out to
on Watch
really enjoy her.
I think they really on Watch What Happens Live. Andy asked Ebony, whose style do you think you most like relate to or whose style is most like yours? And she said Ramona, and she meant it. Hmm.
Wow.
Which, you know, Ramona, like now Ramona's like, I love Ebony. Yeah,
of course. Maybe she's just Ebony. Maybe she's laying down like a strong first foundation, getting in with Ramona. And then she's just going to come for the second season. We'll see.
It's smart, though.
Yeah.
You know,
very smart because
I think she just knows how to read people good, too.
Yeah.
She's a smart woman. She's really smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to see.
I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
It's nice to see someone mind trick her.
Yeah.
Ramona?
It's
nice.
Like a whisperer. It's almost really impossible.
Well, you're used to her just like going off the handle and getting mad and like leaving. And so when you see her just like actually listen and be like, okay, you know what? I appreciate that. It's like
mind blowing. Right?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. It was wild. Okay. Tell everybody what you cover. Obviously you do everything Bravo, but tell us where you find your podcast, your Patreon, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Thank you. So we are Real Moms of Bravo. You can find us anywhere where you're listening to this podcast. We cover all of the housewife shows on our podcast. And then anything non-housewife is on our Patreon. And then we're also on Instagram at Real Moms of Bravo. And usually just use housewife pictures to meme dirty diapers and what is
you
being
guys,
a mom.
Your guys' page is hilarious. I love it. It cracks me up.
What are you recapping that's not house, not Bravo?
We're doing Shaws of Sunset right now on Patreon. We'll probably do Family Karma on there. We did previously had Summer House, which if Bravo doesn't change the name of Summer House Winter Charm, I might boycott it.
That is bad.
It's bad.
Who comes up with that?
Even Andy said he went live and Austin like popped up and they're like, worst name for a show ever. And Andy goes, I never email people at Bravo, but I emailed two people after I saw that. So.
Why wouldn't you just call it Winter House?
That's what everyone's like. It's Winter House. Like it doesn't have to be tied to Southern Charm. No. They're in Virginia. They're not in the South.
It shouldn't be if they want
very
viewership
for that show though. I think
I can't wait
good. Because I love the men of Southern Charm and I love who they're bringing from Summer House. So I think it's going to be great.
And then four hot models. They're like, let's just throw in some models for no reason.
Great.
I'm here
yeah,
for
baby.
It.
Me too.
The
can't
two
wait
men
see,
are hot. They're
I can't
really
wait to
hot.
See Lindsay just lose it over them. That's going to be great.
That's the direction Bravo's got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love right. it.
Random models. Somebody will make Lindsay a sandwich, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. They got it. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Abby. It was so much fun talking to you. We always love chatting with another Bravo-holic. So it was
yes. Thank you, ladies. It was great chatting with you guys.